Hi, we're Bye Bye. Our small studio session is next.
I'm Melissa Davis, small studio producer. The following is the audio version of WFYI's November 2018 small studio session featuring Bye Bye. You can find the video of this performance at wfyi.org/small studio. Stay tuned right after this session for an interview with the band from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.
Thank you. up so far in my eyes closing.
Vinyl. It's called Metamorphosize, and this song is on it. It's called Silence. Do you remember this one?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to.
Just what I need.
you're certainly not here with me. Oh,
did I hear a wow? Thank you.
This is our small studio session. We're bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And now, WFYI's arts and culture reporter Jill Dittmeyer interviews Bye-Bye.
Go around your name and what instrument you play, what you do in the band.
Oh, okay. My name is Martin, and I play piano and organ.
My name's Nick. I play guitar.
My name is Paul, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Cody. I'm the bassist.
I'm Sam. I play guitar and a little bit of keys and a little bit of singing.
Do you feel like you have a definition of the music you play, or is it always changing and growing?
It's always changing and growing. I mean, it wasn't this when we started what we're doing now, so hopefully it'll be completely different. So
whatever it is, I always like to say it's soul. Yeah. Because soul isn't a genre, it's a feeling. And I feel that when we play it.
Yeah, I would definitely yes and that. Like, it has a vintage-y kind of warm sound to it. Even when we're doing something that's almost on the verge of an electronic song, it still has this soul sort of throwback vibe to it.
And on this new record, too, you brought in other musicians with different instruments as well. Why did you decide to do that?
I would say to open up the sound. We had a lot of, musical visions for what we wanted to achieve. And so having a saxophone solo on Metamorphosize, for example, to take out the record, to kind of trail off at the ending there, was something that we wanted to hear. And being able to facilitate that really kind of made it a new song, I think.
We also knew, some of us knew where we would like to have those other instruments already, had already thought about it. I had already thought of the song Pretty Baby. I already had an idea where I wanted a saxophone, but, it was just in my head. And then I believe Paul brought Jared in on it. He said, is there any place you want him to play? And I was like, yes, right after this chorus and then play right during this part, So it was kind of like, having an opportunity.
And it's proof that we have friends and that they want to come and hang out with us.
Yeah, most of all.
What does it also say for the music community of Indianapolis?
It's almost incestual. it's very friendly.
Cut.
Or you could say it's collaboration, but yeah, I mean, the indie scene is I don't want to say small, but it's very tight-knit, and there's a lot of people that have played with each other. I had played with Jared in a couple jazz bands before I joined Bye Bye, and so when we were talking about recording the album and what type of sounds we wanted to harness, I threw his name out there, and when we brought him to the studio, it just kind of felt like magic all of a sudden.
And how does working with other people outside of your band help you guys as a band to grow and develop?
I think it just shows us that there is headroom. We keep going back to Jared, but that's because he's such a great improviser, and that's really inspiring for us. And it kind of knocks out those kind of preconceived notion that we as musicians individually are limited in our ability. So when we hear someone improvise, it makes us remember, oh yeah, we can do that too, and it encourages us to do it as well. And as far as like the indie scene, I think everyone is pretty open to being collaborative. Indianapolis used to be the epicenter for music back in the like 30s and the 20s. And I think, since the Chicago has grown and, the industry in Ohio, a lot of those like blues players and kind of things have it's shifted. And I think people are kind of realizing now that we don't need that. We don't need to have those notions about what Indiana is or isn't. We just need to work with each other. And I think that happens a lot. There isn't one album that's came out of Indiana that hasn't had someone from another band playing on it. And that's really an awesome thing.
And how long have you guys been playing together? And how has your music changed since then?
2005, 2006 is when the three of us started playing together, I think.
No, it can't be like that.
Who's the original three? Let's start off there.
Well, it was Dave, Marty, and... Well, Dave and Marty knew each other first, right?
Yeah, a friend of mine who used to be in the band, David Wessel, he came into town, and we just started screwing around, making noise. And Nick insinuated himself quite well. And he's a brilliant player, and it really was just a kind of a creative force that was just a lot of fun to get together. And just we'd spend 10 hours on a Saturday recording music and sounds, and we'd make a pot of coffee and just create whatever we could possibly come up with, whatever we were inspired by. And there was no idea. There was no direction planned or anything. And it just grew out of that. And we eventually became a band that played shows and stuff like that.
When did the Bye Bye name first come around?
Pretty early on.
2012?
Yeah, 2012. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant, not 06. I was thinking 6 years.
Right, right.
About 6 years, the band started off, you know, as a bye-bye.
And Sam, when did you come in?
Oh, I don't know. 4 years ago?
Yeah. 14? Sam and I played in Bonesetters together, and I was playing drums for Bye Bye instead of bass. That was Dave's position. And I felt like we needed a rhythm guitar because Nick is, you know, great on lead. And someone who also could help contribute to songwriting. And so that's why I brought in Sam. And it's been pretty great ever since.
And right, and then you came back to the band as a bass player, and I joined the band about almost 3 years ago now as the drummer when one of the previous drummers left.
And what is next for you guys?
Working on a new album right now. We have about, I don't know, something 4 to 6 songs that were kind of sketched out. And I think we'll be fine-tuning those over the next few months and planning on getting demos sent out to our producer. His name is Kevin Ratterman, and getting feedback and pulling the album together so we can be back in the studio like in the first half of next year and get a plan to record.
Support for Small Studio comes from Sun King Brewing.